All right. Extend greetings to you all in Jesus' precious name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you again for your goodness. Lord, we just ask that you would be with those requests that were made, Father, your brethren and sisters around the world. Lord, and those are struggling and in need, Father. Just ask that you'd help us help them, Father. And Lord, that you would comfort and guide them. Lord, fill us with your Spirit. And give us wisdom, understanding. Help us, Lord, I pray, to trust you, Lord, in all things. Again, Lord, help us to be faithful as we open your word, Lord, and hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's open our Bibles to John chapter 14. All right, I'm going to begin in verse 13, back up just a little bit. Verse 31. It says, therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. And he will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also may love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. All right. Jesus, talking to his disciples, telling them that he was leaving. He was going away. They were confused, and they were with him in his presence. There's another place in the Bible that says, blessed are those who have not seen me, that yet trust in me. Here his disciples were with him. And he was telling them that he was leaving. And they were questioning him. Where are you going? Why can't we come with you? They didn't understand the full picture. But while they were with him, they were full of courage. While they were with him, Peter said, I will never leave you while he was with him. And yet, we know that the test comes, that Peter gets to the place where when the rubber hits the road, or when the trials fall upon us, when the calamity comes, when Jesus is not there, when you're not right with him. Jesus told Peter that he would deny him 3 times. Peter, while he was with Jesus, never thought that that could happen. And yet, just a little while later, Peter's in a situation. Jesus is not around anymore. Others are coming at him with all kinds of doubts and fears and questions, and the mob is growing. And the general consensus is to be afraid, to be angry, to join in with what everyone else is doing. And Peter denies him 3 times. Right after Jesus told Peter, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, I say to you that you'll deny me 3 times. The next sentence is, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." It is easy for us to trust God when everything is going well. It's easy to trust God when things are just, you know, we're close to God, everything's going fine. We know that He has all things in His hands. But then let a little bit of trouble come, and our whole worlds get turned upside down. We think we're strong. We think we're doing well. But a little bit of a storm, we're running down to the bottom of the boat saying, "Lord, are you going to let us perish? Wake up! Are you going to let us perish also?" But Jesus says, "Do not let your heart be troubled." In Proverbs chapter 3, it says, I'll just quote it, "Trust in the Lord." Now, it's King James. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understandings. Acknowledge Him in all thy ways and He will direct thy path." What I want to talk about is trust. Trust. Peter was ready to trust Jesus when he was standing there or sitting there, whatever the situation, right there with him. He was ready to trust him. Made big, bold claims about how much he would trust him, even to the death. And maybe if someone would just stuck a sword in his back and said, "Will you deny him?" Peter might have passed that test. But that's not how the attack came for Peter. You know, someone would have brought a sword right in there and said, "I'm going to kill the Lord." Peter would have been the first to be ready to die for the Lord. And most people would. That's what Peter was saying. "Nobody's going to take you. I'll fight for you to the very death." And I believe, and Peter proves it a little bit later when they came to get him, Peter was the first to jerk his sword out and try to cut off the man's head that came to get him and would have been willing to die. Jesus told him, put up your sword. They that live by it will die by it. But yet, this same Peter who would have fought to the death if someone would have personally tried to attack the Lord. A few days later, when Peter wasn't there, a short time later, when Jesus wasn't around, the attack came from a whole different place. Wasn't some big, strong soldier coming after him. It was, in one situation, just a young maiden, a young girl, said, didn't I see you with Jesus? Didn't I see you with him? And where a sword couldn't have struck fear into Peter's heart, the question of a little girl did. And he denied him. You know, if it would have been a big, strong attack from the front, Peter would have stood with any of them. But here, a question from a little girl. And his knees get wobbly and he just falls apart. He says, no, I don't know him. And then she asks again and he starts swearing and saying, no, I don't know him. I never knew him. I wasn't with him. The man with the sword comes at him. He stands like a lion. But when the real question of trusting the Lord with faith comes at him, he buckles like a little girl and fails, denies the Lord. You see, the attack of faith comes from many different angles. The one you're strong at, one you're sure of, no one's going to take you from that. But then along comes some little thing that just knocks you off your feet. Trust. The Lord is asking us to trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understandings. Peter tried to lean to his strength and courage, and it failed him. We can try to trust him in our wisdom and our own understanding and our own abilities, and it will fail us. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust is something that is hard for us to do. So many times we trust and we get burned. I remember hearing a saying that burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. That little saying is meant to instill that if something ever goes wrong, I'm never going to trust you again. It's meant to instill someone to protect themselves so they don't get hurt again. So it isolates them and insulates them from forgiveness. You see, trust in the Lord means that we have to open ourselves up. We have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. That's why to trust in the Lord, we have to lose ourselves. Because our way, our understanding is to protect ourselves from ever being hurt. But to trust, to truly trust the Lord means to abandon ourselves and trust Him. You know, a lot of times we, someone that we look up to fails us. Our fathers, a leader, somewhere along the way, someone that we trust in fails us. And that shakes us to the very core. And what we do is begin to build a wall so we won't get hurt again. The problem is when our trust is in the Lord, though giants fall around us, it doesn't shake our faith. Because our trust is in the Lord. You know, people are so afraid to trust a leader or trust someone to guide them. And that fear comes from not trusting the Lord in the first place. When we trust in the Lord, it doesn't matter who our leader is. That's why the Bible talks about to pray for our leaders. It doesn't say pray for the good ones. Our faith is not in leaders. Our faith is in God and Him sending the leaders who He sees fit. I remember the first when I voted a long time ago, and I just thought it was my duty to make sure that a better man got into the office of president. And I just remember hearing the results, and the other guy got in. The bad guy got in. And I just remember just being devastated. And then I remember a verse that says that God appoints the leaders over a nation. And I realized I just voted against God. Because that's who He wanted in, and I wanted the other guy. And I had to realize and I had to learn. God's in charge of all of this. And my safest place is to trust God with all my heart and lean not to my own understandings. Trusting the Lord helps us to live through, to get through the good and the bad. Because our trust is not in the situation. It's not in a brother falling. It's not in a brother failing us. You see, if we're trusting in the Lord and a brother fails us, it hurts us because the brother fell. But it doesn't stop us. If we're trusting in the Lord, mostly. But a brother falls or fails us, and it hurts us, and we do determine we're not going to get hurt again. We're leaning to our own understanding. We're trusting in something that will protect us. Not trusting in the Lord. Because the Lord will allow us to get hurt. The Lord will allow us to be betrayed. The Lord will allow us to get to the place where we'll trust Him. Trust. It is hard to trust. It's hard to trust people. if we don't trust God. It's hard to relinquish control over people if we don't trust God. It's hard to give up control over children or young people sometimes because we're not trusting God. We have to allow our young people to make decisions on their own. We have to trust them. We train them. We protect them. We guide them. It's pretty easy to do all those things if we apply ourselves. But then we get to the place where we got to let them go. We can train them, just like Peter with his sword. But when it comes to letting them go, I can't do that. But we have to, sometimes. You know, what good is it going to do if we just train our children? And they just do everything they're told, and they're trained that way well enough that they'll train their generation, their children, and that we know they'll train their children where they never fail. We can do all of that without having any trust, without having any faith. We see it all around us. Religions go on and on and on and on because we trained them to go on and on and on. But they can also have all that religion and not one drop of faith. If we can't, the thing about it is each one of you young people, you have to make the choice yourself whether you're going to follow the Lord or not. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to choose whether you're going to have faith or not. You're going to have to choose whether you're going to trust or not. And our responsibility as leaders and parents is to let them make those choices. Have enough wisdom to let them know when they're going to have to be on their own one of these days. And if we've sheltered them to the point where they've never had to make a decision on their own, as soon as they get a chance to, they're going to blow it and blow it big. We got to trust our children from a young age to be responsible for what they're supposed to be and let them do it. We don't need to watch over them like a hawk. Trust them. If they fail, there's a consequence for it. As they get older, it's hard. We can tell them, this is a dumb road you're choosing. This is going to be pretty tough later down the road if you go down this road. Sometimes they just have to go down it. And their life is going to be a lot harder. Sometimes they have to make those mistakes so that it can... That might be what it takes to bring them back to the Lord, to where they really trust Him. prodigal son, how the father's heart broke to see his son leave, knowing the path he was headed. That's a picture of God letting them make that decision. And as a father and a mother, if we're going to follow God's pattern, sometimes that's the pattern we have to do, and that's the hard one. Faith is the hardest thing you'll ever do. Trust is the hardest road that you'll ever have to take. Problem is we want to protect ourselves. We take it too personal when someone fails. Deny yourself. Trust in the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. You know, that statement right there. Who's in charge of this? Do not let your heart be troubled. Anxiety, fear, worry. Whose responsibility is it not to go down that road? You have control of your own heart. You can let fear take a hold of you, and it will, if you let it. And it will lead you around like a little puppy on a string, if you let it. Jesus has given us the power to overcome all these things. We have times that things come upon us and it takes our breath away and it scares us. And we feel that pressure, that fear, and it begins to grow and we begin to get anxious and all upset about it. But there's a progress of all of those things. And it will just lead us down and down and down if we just follow it. Trust is the opposite of that. Faith is a choice that we make, just like fear is a choice that we make. The situation that we're in is something we cannot control. But the fear or faith choice that we make is something that's in our control. The thing about it is we try to fight the situation, and it becomes hopeless because the situation just overwhelms us. And we keep fighting and fighting the situation. But that's not where the battle should be. If we just roll through the situation, trusting that God allowed this to happen to me, God is in control of all these things in my life. So the situation is basically irrelevant. It's what I'm going to do in it. Am I going to trust God and go through it? Or am I going to fight the situation until it leads me to despair and fear and anxiety? It tears me up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings. very simplified. Very simple. But this is the key to getting through situations like this. We can't control the situation. But Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. We're tempted to let our hearts be troubled. That is the easy path. It's easy to allow ourselves to go down that road. We feel the tension creeping up on us, the fear. We need to learn to live with ourselves in the situations we are in. Some of us can breeze right through things, and then another thing will just trip us up. And another person's the very opposite. We need to learn how to live with ourselves. And stop. As soon as we recognize, I can't go down this road. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then Jesus wise instructions. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. What's troubling you? One time I woke up in the middle of the night, couldn't breathe. I was having an asthma attack. Didn't even really know it. I was in a foreign country. In the middle of the night, just woke up and couldn't get air. And I'd breathe. And it worked. But it just was so small amount that it was just, I was functioning. But it just felt like I'm not going to get another breath. Got scared. Okay, breathe, stupid. It was hard to breathe. Just you could, no matter how big a breath you take, it just wasn't getting any air. Okay, I breathed again. Ooh, what about the next one? And I began to think about the next breath. It's going to be hard. I'm going to be laying here forever like this. This is the rest of my life, just scared to death. I'm not going to have another breath. Oh, I can't breathe. So you focus and take another breath, and just enough. Oh no, I can't breathe again. It's the next one, just over and over again. And in that moment, when you're thinking about that, that's all you're thinking about. The thing about it is all I have to do is go through it. All I have to do is take the next breath. And if the Lord don't give me enough air for the next breath, it's all in His hands. And I allowed myself for a little while to be tortured by anxiety and anxiousness. Morning finally came. All I had to do was go through it. Got on a plane, and it was hot, all cooped in. Everybody around just all tight and the air stuffy, and it was hot in the little bitty area. I started having another one. But I know where that leads if you just keep on. And I just started breathing and trusting in the Lord. It went away. See, the thing about it is when we start getting anxious and upset, it just magnifies all the little problems. Makes them worse and worse and worse and worse. And it just snowballs, getting bigger and bigger. Catch it early. Whenever you see yourself going down that wrong path, catch it early. Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. That's a promise. If he said don't do it, he's not telling you don't do it because it's impossible. He's telling you it's possible for you not to let your heart be troubled. Trust him. Situations come, catch it early. And do not let your heart be troubled. If you fail, catch it early the next time. Learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Learn how not to let your heart be troubled. You know, it's not a magic thing. We're looking for some pill that's just going to, oh, I'm not anxious anymore. It just ain't going to happen. If you've built a pattern of how you react to things, it's going to take some undoing of bad habits to fix it. It's a habit that we've allowed ourselves to fall into. When you start feeling the fear or the panic about, oh no, I've done something wrong. Oh no, I didn't do this. I didn't. You can chase your tail all day long until you just bury and dig a big old hole. Or you can recognize, wait a minute, this goes nowhere. I'm going to trust in the Lord if I die. I'm going to trust in the Lord if it's a little girl that's going to try to kill me. Trust the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You don't have anything you'd like to share? Praise the Lord.
Sometimes it's easier said than done when you get in situations. Like you said, we have to train ourselves and get bad habits.
Right.
Yeah. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep.